Testimonies to the Church Regarding Our Youth Going to Battle Creek to Obtain an Education. The work of Union Conference Training Schools. All our denominational colleges and training schools should make provision to give their students the education essential for evangelists and for Christian businessmen. The youth and those more advanced in years who feel it their duty to fit themselves for work requiring the passing of certain legal tests should be able to secure at our Union Conference Training Schools all that is essential without having to go to Battle Creek for their preparatory education. Prayer will accomplish wonders for those who give themselves to prayer, watching thereunto. God desires us all to be in a waiting, hopeful position. What He has promised, He will do, and if there are legal requirements making it necessary that medical students shall take a certain preparatory course of study, let our colleges teach the required additional studies in a manner consistent with Christian education. The Lord has signified His displeasure that so many of our people are drifting into Battle Creek, and since He does not want so many to go there, we should understand that He wants our schools in other places to have efficient teachers and to do well the work that must be done. They should arrange to carry their students to the point of literary and scientific training that is necessary. Many of these requirements have been made because so much of the preparatory work done in ordinary schools is superficial. Let all our work be thorough, faithful, and true. In our training schools, the Bible is to be made the basis of all education, and in the required studies, it is not necessary for our teachers to bring in the objectionable books that the Lord has instructed us not to use in our schools. From the light that the Lord has given me, I know that our training schools in various parts of the field should be placed in the most favorable position possible for qualifying our youth to meet the tests specified by state laws regarding medical students. To this end, the very best teaching talent should be secured, that our schools may be brought up to the required standard. But let not the young men and young women in our churches be advised to go to Battle Creek in order to obtain a preparatory education. There is a congested state of things at Battle Creek that makes it an unfavorable place for the proper education of Christian workers. Because the warnings in regard to the work in that congested center have not been heeded, the Lord permitted two of our institutions to be consumed by fire. Even after this revealing of His signal displeasure, His warnings were not heeded. The sanitarium is still there. If it had been divided into several plants, and its work and influence given to several different places, how much more God would have been glorified? But now that the sanitarium has been rebuilt, we must do our very best to help those who are there struggling with many difficulties. Let me repeat, it is not necessary for so many of our youth to study medicine. But for those who should take medical studies, our Union Conference training schools should make ample provision in facilities for preparatory education. Thus, the youth of each Union Conference can be trained nearer home and be spared the special temptations that attend the work in Battle Creek. The Healdsburg School. It is important that in our school at Healdsburg, all the instruction shall be as thorough as it is in any similar school. If the laws of the land require that youth preparing for a medical course shall study some branches which you do not now teach, you should provide instruction in these required branches. Which is worse, to send our youth to Battle Creek to gain this required knowledge, or to give it to them in our schools in the various Union Conferences where they are living? If it is right for this instruction to be given, we are to provide facilities for giving it in every training school in our land. Thus, we shall be able to avoid the necessity of sending our youth to Battle Creek, or, as has been done in the past, to some worldly institution, to Ann Arbor, or some other school of the world. Students should not be crowded into Battle Creek to receive an education in medical missionary lines. It is not best to encourage the gathering together in one institution of so large a company of people as have been gathered together in the Battle Creek Sanitarium. Let medical missionary plants be made in many places. The youth who desire to become medical missionaries should not be brought in large numbers to Battle Creek. Provision should be made that they may receive an education out of and away from Battle Creek, in places where there is a different religious atmosphere. By fire, the Lord removed the great argument in favor of gathering many students to Battle Creek. He swept away the sanitarium to prevent the carrying out of the idea that Battle Creek was to be the great center for the training of medical students. To carry out this idea would be out of harmony with the work for these last days and with the plans of the Lord.